Trisha does not have a type. Max does. So if you fit that bill, if you look like Drake in them, you might be able to slide it there.
If you're a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did. Yanni, take it into the gym like a piranha. Yanni, take it into my gym like Yanni Wada. I mean, it's only hit the top of the Siaka. I mean, y'all bitches better yell like Ariana if they ever.
What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we're gonna get into it. I'm Lee.
And I'm Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. We're gonna go ahead and start with hot topics as usual. So what are we starting with, friend?
Okay, so we're gonna start with, if y'all don't know, all the mess that's been going on with this Zeus debacle, but with Natalie. So Natalie, some images came out with her and Curtis from Bad Boys, the first season. So it came out way back then that she was messing with him on the low, but it was never like confirmed tea or whatever. Like, it was confirmed, but it was never like, we didn't really see like no intimate pictures, but like videos of them kissing and stuff then came out, text messages. I mean, he's all in. Like, he was a legitimate sugar baby.
And
she came out with a video basically admitting to it, saying her and her husband was on a break, and her husband already knew that. Her husband and her baby, I don't know why she had to say her baby, but her and her baby and her husband knew that. Basically saying he's trying to extort her for money because he's not getting like the lavish things no more. Everybody know Natalie is like the wears the pants in that relationship. Like, she's the head of that household, and it's always been said that they've been in an open relationship too, because word on the curb, he doesn't just like females, so you can take what you want with that. And she was like, oh yeah, me and my husband gonna be at the game tonight, sitting courtside. And she was sitting courtside right on by herself. So I felt like at some point you can't embarrass him this much. Like, that's probably why he didn't go to the game, because he probably was just like, nah, you taking a little too far. But what do you feel like about Curtis like basically leaking the video?
I think Natalie does surprises me, so I wasn't shocked that any of that came out. I thought Stunner was the one that released him, though. I didn't know it was him, Curtis, that actually dropped the messages.
Which he said he was in the messages.
Yeah, I didn't actually read them. I saw the video of them, like, the videos of them, but I didn't read the messages. I didn't care.
My thing is, Natalie, is this literally what you're like? But maybe with Natalie, because like, you literally have a husband who you can spoil with. I mean, whatever. Regardless of that, you want to be a sugar mama out here, or do you just want the credit? Like, yeah, I'm able to get him this. I think it's just the stat. I think it's just like she wants that type of stat, like that type of name for herself, that type of status. Like, yeah, I'm a boss ass bitch. I can buy this nigga that, this nigga this. I mean, hey, that's what you wanna. I don't know.
She's 39.
Yeah, Natalie was on Bad Girls Club how many years ago? Like, we forget. Natalie has been on our TV since we were in middle school, elementary. We are grown adults here.
I'm trying to see if I can figure out how old Curtis is.
Curtis is at least 32.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not, I didn't think there was such a huge age difference to where it's a sugar mama. Like, to really say
well,
that.
Well, you're right. Maybe because it's what she's actually doing. But that's just more of a, she just, you know, likes to get him a lot of things. She's, I can't think of the word. It's gonna be Well, yeah, that's with them. I'm not gonna lie. Lemmy had me lying on that audio. He was like, "You always fucking lying. You lied to your husband. You did." Like, it was just funny how he said it. It's funny. But anything else you want to say about them? Okay. So moving right along. So we're going to talk about this Miley Cyrus and her mom. So Miley Cyrus' mom. So Miley Cyrus, this is what the headline said. Miley Cyrus is reportedly furious that her mom married her baby sister's former. Now, this is a real sugar daddy. Y'all want to talk about sugar daddy, sugar baby? So Miley Cyrus' mom has another daughter named Noah. And Noah had a sugar daddy, and years later, now the mom is married to the sugar daddy. Okay. So, first of all, everybody was like, how could she? That's disgusting, and this, that, and that, or whatever. Like, that's basically how they're look like. Miley is like, how could you marry him? He was literally with your daughter. But the real thing, that's a thing. That definitely is one of the issues. But my thing is, why? We clearly see this family is not equally yoked or in the head, right? Because why in the world the sugar daddy even with the daughter? Mind you, I don't even know how old he was when he was with her, but they're now, he's 54 and she's 26. So first off, why was it even okay? But the Billy Ray is married to a 20 something year old. So
hold on, pause right there, because let's talk about him. He cheated on the mom with the young girl,
mm-hmm.
right? So at that point, all of the kids are divided because, you know, there's more than just Miley. There's like six of them.
Right.
So half of them. Oh, was
I didn't know it was six. I thought it was Noah and then the brother.
No, there's more than that, I'm pretty sure. But it was like half of, because there's a little brother, like a young one. Then Miley has like an older one. So it's at least four, but I'm pretty sure six is the right number. So half of them were basically on the mama's side. Half of them was on the daddy's side. And that all came out like a while ago.
Right. Because none of them went to his wedding, but all the kids showed up to the mom's wedding
except for Noah and the young one. They're both of them on the daddy's side. But now we know why she didn't show up to the wedding.
It's just weird. Right. It's weird for her to have a sugar daddy that old, and it's weird for the mom knowingly that your daughter was intimately with this man,
right?
And you're now with this
married.
I don't understand what the incest wrong turn is going on here, but it's just nasty. It's just nasty for the simple fact that a man gonna do what a man is gonna do, but you as a mom, you're literally being with someone that was intimately with your daughter. I just don't understand. That's just that was some tea right there when I seen that.
Very much tea.
What the hell? So anything else to say about it?
Nothing else to say. They're weird, but we knew that. So
yeah, it's just a lot going on. And then when Miley accepted her Grammy, she thanked everybody but her dad. Okay. Moving right along to another pervert. Oh, you know what? I'ma just keep it right here and then we're gonna go into the next one because I skipped over something. But moving on to another one. Drea decided to announce that she was pregnant on Women's History. Is it Women's History? Okay, International Women's Day. She decided to make a whole post about her being a woman and this and that and that, and she's pregnant with a new baby girl, and her baby daddy is Jalen Green, who plays for the Rockets. Now, Drea is 39, Jalen is 22, which so happens to be the same age as her son, her oldest son, which when he was like 7 years old, she left him in the house for like days or weeks to go party in a whole other state, like literally left him with like frozen food. It was literally like a whole thing. She had got in trouble. I think she got like probation for it, something like that, or whatever, like a slap on the wrist or whatever. And then even one time, like, she got upset with her son. Like, she was like, he had to do like a project or something at school or whatever, and like it was like a daily thing that he had to do, like just a project or whatever. And she was getting so annoyed and got mad when he failed and was like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to that school or whatever." But he kept asking me about this every day, and I was so annoyed. Da, 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 da. I'm saying all this to say she's not even a good mom. So why would she be a good person? Why are you 39 with a 22-year-old? And it's like, she literally, this is the definition of trap to me. She trapped him. Because him as 22, of course he's not smart enough to know, oh, don't get pregnant. Don't get somebody pregnant that's freaking 39. She's literally... It's just like, mm-hmm. It just irked me when I seen that she announced that she was pregnant. Like, girl, right. What? Like, I just, what you gotta say? I'm just over it.
It's definitely giving predator. It's definitely giving, she did that on purpose and for a reason, because she never got pregnant by nobody grown.
Right.
She knew who's gonna be except for.
Well, I don't know how old her first baby.
I mean, when she was grown, like, I mean, like, now that she's been.
Oh, right, right. Like, you would think she would be with like a owner of a basketball team. No, she's with the young players. Like, right. She gives me Bernice, another one. She like them young too, and it's just like, sit your old ass down somewhere.
Definitely.
Well, I feel like I don't want to put her into this because we ain't talking about her, but I feel like if Lala could, she would, because she bought low key was messing with Da Vinci in real life. It just irks me that they got her playing this. She's
that, like, that they made the story that way.
Yeah, like, just get somebody to, like, how they got the baby mama to be actually within a, I'm pretty sure she's some. Where in real life, like, you know, the same age range as Da Vinci or whatever, she fits the role. Lala just looked like an old ass lady being a banker with this young teenager.
She's old. Lala's already old. Yes! She's playing a 25-year-old. She can't pass for 25, and so that makes that takes you out of the illusion.
Right, right. So, and then it's just weird. It's a lot of these like, known like industry girls or baby mothers to like these rappers and stuff that's like trying to get with these young athletes, and it's just not right. And people be saying, oh well, this one did it to this, and y'all don't say nothing. We do say something about it, but at the end of the day, we say something about it, and what else can we do? Right. Like, y'all be like, oh, Marcus Houston married, and we went in.
We surely don't
do the same thing to Drea. Like, it's the same thing. We don't tiptoe. It's nasty. And it's just, child, if I was his mama, Drea, you'd be seeing me, girl. Because what?
Facts.
That's a mess. He gonna be on child support before he know it.
That part.
But, yeah. Moving right along. Okay, so I skipped over this. Okay, so JT and Santana unfollowed each other on Instagram. Now, everyone was like in a frenzy, like, oh, they always knew that they were in like as close or whatever. But a lot of people are saying JT is trying to like distance herself from like Carisha and them, like the whole group. So, I don't know. I always felt like Santana was always more so a Carisha's friend. And, you know, JT, you know, she was there. So, they were cool and stuff. But as far as unfollowing each other, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I would be curious to see, like, if it's not in regards to the Carisha incident. Because JT still follows Cardi B. And they clearly don't like each other. So, I just wonder why she unfollowed Santana. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they must have had some type of issues, some type of falling out, whatever. But it's not like, I don't feel like they were ever super, super close the way like him and Carisha are anyway. But I definitely feel like, yeah, something must have happened because, like you said, she still follows everybody else. But I doubt we'll ever find out either. I don't think she would ever say anything. And I don't either.
Just like I really feel like Glorilla slapped her backstage. I feel like it was a tussle. I feel like it was a tussle. They ain't gonna never let us know, but I know.
Honestly, I'm gonna say this. I feel like it was Santana's fault. I don't know. So.
Are you saying that because y'all both are Sagittarius?
No, I'm not, but we're never the problem. So clearly he did something. No, I just feel like he'd be messy.
Very much messy. Just like how
he'd be starting stuff that he can't finish.
Exactly. Party train and stuff. And right. You know, they're trying to put JT into this, like, she's a Nicki Minaj stan, like she's the poster girl for Nicki Minaj, when JT just keep it real, literally.
She's going on tour. I low key
and Santana is starting to become JT. Oh, I am. Yeah. I'm actually going to see her. She's coming to Tampa.
I just said she's coming on tour. She's coming, and I said I think I'm gonna go.
Yeah, and I said I'm actually going.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm actually going. She's gonna come. So yeah, that should be fun. But shout out to JT moving on.
Shout out to JT. You were saying that you think Santana what?
I think Santana is becoming more unlikable.
Yes. He had a moment of like likability, but he's getting further from that now.
Like if you don't follow him and you don't keep, like if you don't be on his lives and stuff, he's probably just like fading away unless you follow him and like still keep like.
I unfollowed him not too long ago.
Even his music, like Santana not coming out with. He's just
were they ever? That's the real question.
Yeah, he just had a moment. He had his little.
He had his little bops, his little 1-2, but it was never teased. Well, so that's the problem. What's the
thing? His little 20 seconds of fame. What is
facts.
It?
Like,
oh, so, yeah. His time is moving on.
Yeah. So he need to get in the stew, push that pin. All right.
What J. Cole said, in 5 years, you're going to be on Love and Hip Hop.
He already on there, so. Whoop. But anyway,
well, which one would you rather do? If you want to do it, Drake and Brooke or the E. Kane situation?
Let's do E. Kane because you know I don't give a damn about that nigga Drake, aka okay. He messed around with another young girl. Surprise, surprise. That's it. That's all. That's all it was. That's all.
Okay. okay. You can lead into the E. Kane thing.
So E. Kane, if you don't know her, she's really popular on TikTok. She's known for being really real, really like raw, I guess. Like she will come on with one lash on and her wig sliding back and argue with her baby daddy on live. Yeah, she's just one of them. So either way, for some reason, and I really think it started from a girl trolling her, because she will, like, if you leave a comment every once in a while, like a mean comment, she'll eat you up every once in a while. So I think it's how it started, was one of the people that she was getting into it with fake did this. But either way, they ended up calling CPS saying that they didn't feel like she was teaching her daughter anything, which I didn't know you could call CPS for not practicing letters. But either way, to even say that is crazy, because she's posted her daughter like saying stuff, doing stuff, what am I doing, what is this, like all the time if you actually watch her stuff. But yeah,
I agree, because sometimes with certain people it's like it's really people out here that actually need to be getting CPS called on them,
right?
And y'all be out here playing when her daughter literally, just because she's doing one thing don't mean that that's how she parent, or she don't, she's a bad parent and stuff. It's just childish. It's very childish to do that. Because it's hard to get that CPS shit off your back, like, once it's on you and stuff. So please don't play with nobody about their kids, unless the kid is literally like, come on now. It's clearly that you need to get CPS involved, unless it's something like that. And even then, I try to stay out of it's just, I feel like if I'm involved in it, I will it's just a sticky situation. It's a sticky situation, but you try to do what's best for the kid. But yeah, with childish stuff like that, stop playing with people, child.
Facts. But that's gonna wrap up topics this week. We're gonna go ahead and get into our docket questions. So the first one is, can you do a long distance relationship?
No, I cannot. I feel like long distance relationship, I feel like the last time I did something like that was in high school, and we were the same school, literally. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm more of a, I do agree that, now, unless it's like a job, like, unless it's like a job where, like, you're in trucking, things like that, where it's your job that requires, but as far as if we're just living separately, I don't feel like I can go to, I don't feel like I would be able to be faithful doing that, so that's more so why I'm saying no. And it's not even, like, me not being faithful, but it's more so, like, I want to be with somebody that I can see, be with, and stuff like that. Long distance, just too much for me.
I definitely was like dead set against it when I was younger. Now, like early 20s or whatever, now I feel like it would just depend. I feel like now that I'm grown for real and could like in theory drop whatever and go if I wanted to, I would be more inclined to, like, I would be more open to it. It's still not like ideal, because like you said, I'm definitely would rather be like close by, but for me it couldn't be like something permanent, so yeah. One of us would end up having to move or something. I don't know.
I will be going on the ultimatum. He either is moving or we're breaking up.
That's really how it ended up being, because I couldn't do it forever, for sure. But that's what I'm saying, like, how much of a relationship? Is it that's my man, or is it that's my man? Because those are two different things.
Right.
But honestly, yeah, shout out to y'all who can do that. If we really locked in, I don't know, but if you just...
Yeah, and it also depends on the distance, too. Because I can do a little, you know, if I'm just in that type of mood, if I want to do it. But permanently, like you said, no, not a permanent. You could be my little boo thing.
That part.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get into our next topic question. And that is, do you have a type?
No, I don't. And this is how
yes,
I
do.
Not have a type. I don't. I feel like I don't, as far as, okay. Think qualities, yes. Faith, no. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell us why.
I have dealt with some people that, like, normally, like, okay, basically, like, who I find attractive, you may not find attractive. You know? Things like that.
That don't mean that you don't have... As long as I've known you...
Yep, type. What would you say my type is?
Short, light skin.
See? And that's not my...
Girl. Think. From the job. Old dude. And baby mama drama.
I mean...
that's... But all of them. Am I wrong? All right,
me one.
Yeah, that's totally, boy.
Totally different.
Maybe I don't know what he looks like then, because I'm pretty sure.
You don't know what he looked like.
Clearly. No, Mark, I'm pretty sure I've seen him before. Like, at least in one picture.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that's okay. What I'm saying.
So, I feel like...
They all passed the paper round. They all passed the paper bag test. And you can't do it otherwise. You have a test. I knew she was going to say no, and I was ready. I was ready, y'all. Because I knew she was going to get up here and lie.
Okay. And it's so funny because my cousin be saying the same thing. I love
Thank you. Okay, cool. So, good to me. Cool.
What can I say? They're attracted to this chocolate.
It's not wrong with it. I'm not saying they're anything.
Okay, so I try not to. I try to go out and do the, but it's like, it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, do you feel like you have a type?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't feel like, and not in a bad way, but I don't feel like you, majority of them was black, but.
Yeah, that was just circumstance. I don't think. I think I have a favorite. I think a personality wise I have a type, but not necessarily looks. And to be fair, even that type, I really haven't even dealt with them in a minute, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Since about 2021, I have not been in the passenger seat with nobody's gun in my lap. It's been a minute. So clearly. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I don't think I have a type. And low key, when I said this, I don't know who I was talking to. Maybe it was Gabby. I was like, do I like light skins now? Like, I was free. Like, hold on now. Wait a minute.
You feel like I'm not as bad as I used to be. If you think I have a type now, child, back then, I don't know who I thought I was, but child, I just thought that freaking the God gift of a man was just gonna walk into my life. But
child.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, give some people chances and things like that. Go out of my ordinary, because I will say, if you're not within my comfort zone, I remember I probably missed out on my husband all because I did not like his voice. I could not get with the fact of how he talked. It was part of a rasty. If I have to live with this for the rest of my life, I have to at least find your voice attractive. When I tell you it was this.
It was even lit. You're calling me Aletha? I can't live with that the rest of my life. I'm sorry.
I can't say your ass with this shit.
I can't live with that. I don't even like high voices either. Like, if it's too, the voice is too high, it could, yeah. I prefer a deep voice. It can be regular, like mid.
Right.
This, get away from me. I can't do it.
Like Chris, Queen's ex-husband, the rest, I could not get with it.
Who are you talking about? I know that.
I've mentioned him before, and he's actually happily married now and stuff. And I was saying he had recently, before he had proposed and stuff, he reached out to me, was trying to, like, get, like, you know, see, like, oh, let's hang out and stuff like that. It was a nobody, because I could not get with his voice, so I literally asked him in my brain. But he literally, right before he was finna get engaged, like, he was trying to reach out to me and stuff, and I was still doing the same thing, like, oh, hey, you know, responding, being nice, and then when it would come down to it, yeah, no, I don't want to. And then he ended up proposing and stuff, and I was like, I probably missed out on my husband. Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Voices is a thing for me. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you have an ugly ass accent, like, you from Baltimore?
I would never talk to somebody from Baltimore. I'm judging.
Why are you saying it like that? Stop it. You know what I just found out? White people from Baltimore don't talk like that. That's a black
crazy
thing. I had no idea.
And they call it
Yeah.
That's the thing, too. I just can't get it. It's the ugliest Boston accent.
Remember, I hated Boston accents because yeah. when we take calls from there, that, like, yeah, that's a white person Boston accent.
You
the
right,
things I, you know.
From
I've never heard of
You know what? One of them from, majority of them from New Edition is from Boston. And you could tell they have like that type of accent, but it's not like, go get the car. It's not excessive, but you can tell they're definitely from there.
Yeah.
Solid. Yeah.
But either way.
That's an ugly accent.
In conclusion.
Nowhere with me, baby.
That part. In conclusion, Alicia does not have a type. Max does. So if you fit that bill... No. If you look like Drake and them, you might be able to slide it there. yeah, but that's really what we're gonna wrap it up with the docket questions. Next, we wanted to. You can explain this because this was your thing.
Okay, so basically I seen a post and it was like, if somebody never heard of your favorite artist or just an artist in general, what song would you play for them to get them to like that artist? So we did Nicki Minaj, we're bars, we love Nicki. So yeah, we chose Nicki Minaj. If nobody has ever heard of Nicki Minaj before, what song would you play for them? So I guess I'll go first. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna go with the raw, real Nicki, Itty Bitty Piggy. You literally cannot go wrong with that. Like, Itty Bitty Piggy is not what turned me on to. I heard something else before I heard that. I heard something else, but I'm not gonna lie, Itty Bitty Piggy, when that came out, I was just like, I freaking love this lady. Who is she? Like, I love
her. Right.
So that's really like what put me on to her. And I feel like if you don't like Itty Bitty Piggy, what are you doing with your life? That's like everything. So, yeah, I would play that to get somebody like Nicki Minaj.
Well, for me, it was really hard. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah, I did
some surveys. I did some field tests. I would like to preface this with any of y'all that are listening that I asked this to. Just say you hate Black women and you don't want them to win. Thank you. Follow-up, because most of them, it was, I don't listen to her. I ain't say she was you don't know a single right. song of her you like. You ain't heard nothing on the video?
Right.
All right. Because what? Anyway, with that being said, I decided to also go for her rapping. But my choice was, Did It On Them. Thank you.
Did It On Them. Is a solidified Nicki Minaj band.
It's
like,
Safari cussing y'all out in the background. Come on now, classic.
Just like, for me, Safari.
When someone said that was Safari, I thought they were playing. I was like, y'all play too much.
Safari for them ad libs.
He
went in the studio and said, I'm finna do what I get paid for. I'm finna work today.
He will never beat the allegations for me. He never will beat those allegations. Because I really didn't think that was him. I don't know why. Like, it just didn't. Like, somebody said it. I'm like, y'all play too much. And I listened to it. I was like, and then I looked it up. I was like, that's that man. That's that man that was roboting in the back of her set.
Yeah.
And also, I can't. Never mind. I'll get too deep in the Safari. But crazy. But yeah, my second choice was going to be, originally when I thought about it, I was like, I was going to be something off Pink Print. So I was going to say, Want Some More. But
I'm not gonna lie, my second choice was gonna be High School.
So you know what? I had asked him, one of the people I'd asked, he said Freedom. I was like, huh.
Freedom is that girl. Freedom is that girl.
Okay, I see you.
Got
a lot of like super bass and a couple of he was like, it was Roman's Revenge, but he was like, I don't know what it is, but
the, I had Roman's Revenge in my head.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I didn't want to do one that she had features on.
Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't pick High School. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do a song that she just sung because
Lil Wayne. Yeah.
But Nicki, please stop sleeping on Nicki. Nicki got a catalog.
She dropped an extended version of Let Me Calm Down, and as far as I can tell, it's just more music. Like, at the end. I was like, you really played in my face, girl. I was waiting for more songs. I'm like, girl played my face. But anyway, like, did a whole, you got cover art for it and all? And it's just more instrumental?
And that's so important to her. She probably was so proud of it.
That's why ain't nobody talked about it. I was like, why haven't I heard about this? Like, why? That's why. Because she played my damn face. All right, lady. I ain't getting into it with you. Yeah. But that's that segment. We're going to do this again with, like, another artist. So y'all let us know who you think we should do. Yeah. And we'll get into it. So we're gonna wrap up this episode, basically talking about pickup lines you hate, and or, it doesn't even an actual pickup line, but just something somebody said very early in trying to get at you that made you, never mind. So I'll go ahead and start. First thing I get, or that used to bother me so much, especially when I was younger, was people asking me what I'm mixed with. First of all, what about me doesn't look black? Concerning. Second question, my mom, I was brought up to my mom later on in life, and she's like, well, maybe they're actually, like, because you know how, like, Jamaican people know other Jamaicans, Haitians know other Haitians? I do look like my dad, and they are Jamaican. So she's like, maybe they really just peeped it. Whatever. Whatever you want to say. But yeah. I say I'm mixed with Negro, because I don't, that's weird. Like, they were, more than once, someone was like, you're too pretty just to be black.
Hmm? I've definitely...
So you hate black women. Okay, just say that.
Definitely grew up with that. Definitely grew up with the... You gotta be mixed with something. No way your hair is that long and you're just
black. Right, I bet.
Definitely. But as far... I'm, when I looked at the question, I didn't more so go off what they say, like, to me. I'm more so, like, did it based off, like, this is... I get this a lot, like, basically putting it as, oh, you want to be friends, but you want to link up and stuff like that. And it's just like, you're going with the flow. You're not ready for a relationship, but you want to be friends. And I feel like when you come off rip like that, I just need to, don't even get your hopes up high. This is not the one. He already let you know what it is. And I feel like I be getting that a lot. Like, I literally had somebody that reached out to me, like, on some wanting to hang out. And then when I was like, okay, are we going out somewhere? Oh, not as long as it's not too much. Or he basically, like, said something slick. And it's just like, hey,
yeah.
Hey, like, you just literally, please don't come to me.
I have the opposite problem. I get niggas that are obsessed with me. And I mean, we've been on the phone 24 hours and you, oh, so you're gonna be my girl?
These men be talking to Alicia for a day and she's like, yeah, he told me I love him. I mean, he told me he loves me. Just like, Alicia, you be talking
to? It'd be 2 days in, so you my girlfriend, right?
Who? But Alicia, she likes it. She likes all the attention. She likes that these niggas be literally be about to crash. Like, Alicia, he barely knows you. Why is he literally saying he's gonna pop up?
It's creepy. It's crazy. I'm a little unhinged though, so I like it. But at the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, you're a crazy person. But I get it all the time. Old dude asked me 3 times before I said yes.
Oop. Period.
Clock back. Yeah, stuff like that is definitely weird. I don't like, I don't like your pretty flora, anything. You're pretty for a dark skin. You're pretty for a big girl. I'm like, I don't usually like dark skins. I don't usually like big girls, but I like you. Backhanded compliments. Odd. No thanks. What else
do I like? You look like a shy girl, and I want, like, basically as if, it's not like a insult, but it's more so like a... Okay, and then when you find out that I'm not as shy as you think, then what? Like, you just, am I a circus show? Like, am I on display? Oh, I want to see what, I'm curious. I want to see what that's about.
I get, but you have a really innocent look, and I just feel like you're not really that innocent. or they do think I am, or they think I'm nice.
And I'm like, oh, that's cute.
This one dude, he was like, I don't want to say all of it, but basically he was just like, yeah, he likes a certain kind of girl because other girls are have bad attitudes. And I'm like, that's cute, but you ain't met me yet. And within that day, he's like, why are you doing this? It's not even intentional. That's just the attitude, baby. What else done? What else have they done that's very strange? Yeah, guys are weird, y'all.
Yeah, they're just weird.
They're just weirdos. AKA, stop being a creeper, stop being a weirdo. That's long story short. But also, if you in love with me, I'm in love with you too. What's good, baby? I miss you. Listen, it's summer, so just know I'm lying. Just know, hit me in October.
Right.
But shout out to you. I feel like, this is not on topic, but kind of. I feel like nigga cuffing season is in spring and ours is in winter. They really be trying to sit you down right before summer. They really do. Be trying to sit you down. And
they do. They some haters. They some haters.
You got the wrong one.
Right.
Because, first of all, I'm not going to lie.
We be wanting our happily ever after around the holidays. We
the holidays.
Want the picture perfect. We want mm-hmm. that. Y'all don't be wanting us
matching
to be
PJs, all that.
Hey,
on us in the house.
February, love season, you know
that. Yeah. Y'all be really trying to set it down, and I think that that's crazy. And I know what you're doing, and it happened. I already told you,
right?
But yeah, I feel like that's probably gonna wrap up this episode. If y'all are watching the video version, sorry, it looks a little crazy. We had technical difficulties, but guess what? We're still here. Yeah. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, share it. All that. I don't got time for
all that. Tell a friend. Girls nights and watch I Don't Know Friend.
Period. Love y'all. See you next week. They ever tryna knock up, put my foot up in your caca, call your mama and your papa like I'm finna take a dada, turn that bitch into a soccer ball and rock a, get in.